Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We asked Fanta and we asked Lance Reisland, who was on earlier today, both our guests, about this. And they actually had opposite answers. And we put out this Twitter poll at afternoon 923 FAN because I think it's I think we're kind of circling back to the things we're going to be talking about over the next couple months. So what's more likely for Shedeur Sanders in his rookie season with the Browns? You guys can, again, vote on this at afternoon 923 FAN. Lance said it's more likely that he never plays it down in Cleveland. John said, oh, I think it's much more likely that he plays week one. And I think that's what's interesting about this question is, I think people are definitive in one way that you don't typically get such extremes to have such definition.
I'm definitive. There is a correct answer here.
I'm ready for it.
It's more likely that Shedeur starts week one then he doesn't play at all this season.
Why is that?
This is a season where the Browns have no clear plan at quarterback. They say that if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. Well, if you have four or five quarterbacks, you certainly don't have a quarterback. So the Browns are in a mode where they're just throwing crap at the wall and seeing what sticks. Some of that crap is going to be Shedeur Sanders in some way, shape, or form.
I don't think that came out the way you wanted it to be. Some of that crap is going to be Shedeur Sanders. JP, if he's listening, might have just wrecked his car hearing that. But I know
what
you mean. Go ahead.
What? I love Shedeur Sanders.
It didn't sound like it.
I think also Jimmy Haslam loves Shedeur Sanders. I think despite the video that was going viral, you know, during the third day of the NFL draft, I do think Andrew Berry's excited about Shedeur Sanders. Otherwise, you're not trading up into that spot. You're not turning in the ticket.
This is where I really struggle with this question, because it should be Shedeur starts week one. This should be, hey, we know what the season is. It's a season of evaluation. If the extremes are, I only have two options. He never plays it down here in the regular season, or he starts week one. We should be a hell of a lot closer to that. Because what it tells me, the Stefanski thing keeps sticking in my brain on this one. I think it was an Andrew Berry draft pick. I think it was an anti-Stefanski pick.
Well, I don't think Stefanski
liked it, and I'm not Kevin. I don't want to accuse him of something. I could see Kevin giving a lot of other guys opportunities, and Shador having to be 150% better than everyone else to even sniff playing time at all this year, let alone week one.
I agree. However, we know how these Brown seasons move, and you move through quarterbacks throughout them, even accidentally. Even in seasons where you don't have four quarterbacks battling it out in the preseason, there have been times where you go through four, five quarterbacks in a season just on a happy accident. So the fact that there is no clear, concise plan to me just says that at some point, Shador Sanders is going to play. Like, I would be stunned, Nick. Stunned. And I know there are a lot of people, a lot of Browns reporters saying that it's not a layup that Shador Sanders plays this year. I'd be stunned if that was the case.
I would be really stunned if they don't have at least three quarterbacks play this year. And Shador has to be one of them. And it's so funny because I see the argument of you don't want to put him out there before he's ready. Readiness really wasn't the conversation at Colorado. Yeah, he's got to work through some footwork issues. Yeah, there's some other things that that they feel like he has. But the Browns have started to turn him into a developmental quarterback. Like, this is Josh Allen or Lamar, their rookie years. And it's like, except Shador has a lot of experience. And Shador actually did play a lot more in the pocket than the other two quarterbacks we talked about. Like, this is a pro-Browns narrative if you buy into the idea of, oh, he's not NFL ready, because nobody said that before the NFL draft.
Dude, and early in the process, people had Shador Sanders as more NFL ready to start week one as a rookie than certainly Jackson Dart, than certainly Tyler Shuck, Dylan Gabriel, some of the other schleps that were drafted before Shador Sanders was. Like, people said that Shador is the most NFL ready guy of all of those names, really outside of Cam Ward. So where did we get where now the Browns are treating him as some sort of developmental project? And even added on to that point, if you're not going to play Shador this year, why'd you draft him? Because you're probably going to draft a quarterback in the first round next year. That's probably going to be your week one starter in 2026. And Shador is what, a backup project quarterback behind the dude that you just invested a first round pick into? I can't see that being the case either. He's going to play this year.
I think it would be incredibly frustrating if you went through this season and you're 2-15 and he never went to Shador.
That would be just, honestly, that scenario would be flat out dumb.
I'm going to continue to go back to this. I think, I'd give the kid a real chance to win the job week one. I'd give him copious amount of opportunities. Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett, two guys I don't believe in. I would give them copious amounts of opportunities. Because if everything fails, well, then you gave it a good college try, and here's the job, Uncle Joe. At the same point, I do think, like, young quarterbacks can surprise you when given reps and given the opportunity to earn the trust of veterans. So I would say it's much more likely that he's the week one starter. My problem is I don't know the circumstances in which Kevin Stefanski is going to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin might view Shador as a bit of what he's had to deal with here. I think Kevin has painted this narrative outside of Cleveland, and I do think it's false. Oh, I haven't had a chance to pick my quarterback. I think it's hogwash. You certainly decided Baker wasn't your quarterback. That is a decision. And then if you didn't want Deshaun Watson here, Deshaun Watson wouldn't be here. So even if you just said, well, I want to coach Deshaun more than I do Baker Mayfield, you've had your hand in the cookie jar. But I think Kevin, I think Kevin would do many terror. I think he would sacrifice a pinky toe before he'd play Shador Sanders. And when I say play Shador Sanders, I mean give him a chance to win the job, which is how you also get him ready for if he takes over in week 8 or week 9.
Yeah. Yeah, fair.
I would not be surprised if Kevin resents that that decision on some level, because I also think the way he looked after they drafted Dylan Gabriel was like he just had a newfound son being born.
Then he better be right. He better be right, because you mentioned Dylan Gabriel. You also mentioned Kenny Pickett. In my mind, Nick, that's the only way that Shador Sanders doesn't get on the field this year, is that if Kenny Pickett goes on some sort of Linsanity run and starts the season and looks really good and starts winning all these games. No, if Kenny Pickett starts the year for whatever reason, to the dismay of both of us, because neither of us think that's a good idea, and actually wins football games and looks competent in this gauntlet to start the season that we've all been talking about, the six games that are so tough if Kenny Pickett gets in there and he starts winning games, then okay, it's going to be hard to turn to Shedeur Sanders. Same thing goes for Dylan Gabriel. I think if he gets in there and he looks good, and he might after what we heard from Lance Reisland, because he's a smart dude, he's going to do a lot of dink and dunk, he's not going to turn over the ball. I think that's the world where it might become more difficult to see Shedeur. But I think that's flawed thinking. I think that should be the complete opposite way of how the Browns should be looking at this thing, where you need to get all these guys on the field with somewhat of an equal opportunity so you could see what you've got.
I think the only way Shedeur is one of the first two quarterbacks off the board. And again, this is me thinking about from Kevin Stefanski's side of things. I like Dylan Gabriel more. I like Kenny Pickett more because he fits my system to a T. I like Joe Flacco from what we did 2 years ago. I get the sense, and this is not as in like an insider thing, it's like I just get the idea that the only two ways that Shedeur isn't the third quarterback at best off the bench, second quarterback off the bench, but third quarterback to get a try here, is if Andrew Berry or Jimmy Haslam decrees it, which includes Kevin Stefanski probably being shown the door. Like one of those two things happening. Either Jimmy Haslam comes down and says, candidly, I want to see the kid play, or you're like 1-8 and Kevin is just kind of refusing to do it. Because actually my nightmare scenario is a recurrence of what happened with Deshaun last year, where you were being competitive, but ultimately losing games, or in this case it'd be winning games, but that the quarterback looks like hot garbage, right, and they were just like, yeah, we don't care. He's our guy. There's no conversation, and it took an Achilles injury to move them off of that. I could absolutely see that case with either Pickett or Dylan Gabriel, just because, again, Kevin put such a high premium into you fit into my system.
You mentioned the Haslam factor, and I know he said, you know, put his hand up, you could put the Deshaun thing on me. He has full trust and faith in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. The fact of the matter is most coaches and GMs don't get a second crack at life in the National Football League after winning three games. Do that 2 years in a row. And on this station, I know because I've lived here my whole life and this station has been around for most of my young life. Those conversations will be had if they're hovering around two or three wins come late December.
Yeah,
about Kevin Stefanski.
It will, but I don't know why I'm coming. Well, I do know why I'm coming away from this, and it is some of the things that I've heard about. I'll be honest with you. The narrative about Shedeur not being NFL ready or referring to him as a project quarterback, I think is almost slander. I really do, and you know me. I would not have taken him at two. I might have taken him with one of the second-round picks, and certainly once you get out of the third round, to me it became very interesting. But, like, I don't think he's an elite quarterback. But, I think that the attitude...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Two that I'm picking up from the Browns is, we're trying to foster an environment where Shador can win. Yeah, the downside of that is it sure sounds like you're trying to tame Shador.
Yeah.
And I think it's insulting.
They got the training wheels on them. They yes. really do. They've got the train. That's like,
and I could see them just saying, I'm not going to take these off because you're not ready, which is an objective thing and something that the locker room will tell you before the coaches even know.
Right. And we've heard guys in the locker room, like Denzel Ward, namely, you know, had come out and said that like Shador looks different. You know, David Njoku, we saw those clips of him interacting with Shador at practice. Like, I think the locker room is kind of already telling you they're leaning in a direction that would be very pro Flacco, very pro Shador Sanders, and that's why this is so simple to me. Like, I know the Browns love their projects and they love their guys, especially in this
Kevin and the quarterback room, he loves guys that just shut up and do what he says.
But dude, like, that hasn't worked. Like, this should be so simple. Like, don't try to insult the intelligence of the fans. This is a great football town. Like, start the season with Flacco. Let him really take Shador under his wing. And Shador's got the highest upside here. Shador is the guy of all four of them that could become a franchise quarterback. And Dylan Gabriel's not. Kenny Pickett's not. I don't care about the couple.
But they built in the excuse. They built him. He's a developmental quarterback. And here's the thing. I think it's insane. I think it's outrageous. And I don't. Again, I'm not the shahonk on the show. Like, I'm not. But I'm like, it is insulting to say a guy that played 4 years of college football, 2 years at the highest level of college football, is a project when that was never assigned to him previously. They've built in an excuse already of, well, we'll go to him when he's ready. All right, are you going to go when he's ready, or are you going to go when Kevin Stefanski decides he has no other bullets right. in that gun? And Kevin likes quarterbacks that he can control. That's why they want. We can get to the 32 out of 32 GMs would have taken Deshaun over Baker. Baker was not controllable behind the scenes, which is where I think maybe there's some concern there with Shador, which I think is unfair. He's a coach's kid. I think he'll figure it out. But yeah, I can understand that Kevin would look at him with the way he looks at this thing and saying, yeah, I'm not going down swinging with Shador Sanders. I'll go down swinging with Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett or even Joe Flacco, who I like more. 216-474-0092. More likely that Shador Sanders starts week one or never plays a down in the regular season here in Cleveland. 69% of people, nice, saying doesn't play this well. It said doesn't play this season. I think maybe that maybe skewed the thing a little bit there. Jake with a pull, not great. 216-474-0098. Jake's great at his job, by the way. More likely that Shador starts week one or never plays a down in the regular season here, and it never ceases to amaze me how Kevin Stefanski's viewed. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think it's really interesting, though, because part of my frustration, we have this conversation, is I think three of the four quarterbacks will get a fair shake in this, and I think Shador is going to have to be Joe Montana in his prime to break through whatever limitations are put on him. But so we're talking about Kevin Stefanski and some frustrations. I think Kevin is a really smart guy, and I think Kevin's a really decent guy. I also don't think he's a great leader of men, but I also think he's a bit stubborn and a little bit set in his ways. All that being said, I don't know. I can say I was surprised to find out that CBS Sports ranked Kevin Stefanski as the 13th best head coach, just because there's such a huge discord in between how people feel in Cleveland and his friend Kevin Stefanski's friends in the media feel about him.
Man, in Cleveland, don't you think people are kind of split 50-50? Like, if you did it like Family Feud style, you got Steve Harvey to go out in the streets of Cleveland and poll 100 people. Wouldn't you say it'd be about 50-50 people that think Kevin's a good coach and people that just want him gone?
Yeah, I think that's by the way, going on year six, it's pretty insane that it's even still that split.
I think that just speaks to the passion of Browns fans, kind of. You know, I'm with you. I think Kevin's a good coach, but boy, going into year six, do I still have some of my own questions? I don't really understand. One of my biggest questions, I don't really understand how he's able to make it work with the Jacoby Brissetts and the PJ Walkers of the world. But the guy that you paid $230 million fully guaranteed, you couldn't make that guy work. The guy that was the franchise quarterback that you drafted number one overall after you went 1-31, you couldn't make that guy work, but you could make it work with all these other, you know, halfway quarterbacks. And I could already tell, and you've been, you know, talking about it this entire hour. I'm fearful that I'm going to become very angry at Kevin about the Shedeur Sanders thing.
I just have never seen a coach that gets more pass than Kevin. Like, you can still think he's a good coach, but he couldn't make it work with Baker. You know who has? Dave Canales. You know who has? Liam Cohen. Those guys rode 1 year with Baker Mayfield into NFL head coaching jobs. Now, granted, younger Baker, whatever, but he gets a pass. But, oh, well, Baker was immature. Yes, they don't draft fully formed 22-year-old players in the NFL at the quarterback position.
That's one of my biggest
every damn
things,
time.
Dude. Like, okay, he was immature. That's part of your job as a coach.
And an organization. Not just the coach, but the organization.
Like, help him out. Show him the way. And I do think that's probably Kevin's biggest flaw to date is that the whole leadership thing, and I know it gets played out so much during the season, like, and I don't need Kevin losing his mind on the sideline like Dan Campbell does, because that's not him. That's not authentic to Kevin. I think he's a calculated guy, and that certainly shows in his demeanor on Sundays, but I do question some of the slip-ups that have happened on his watch.
Well, but again, he gets a pass for the Deshaun thing. Oh, he didn't get to choose him. Yeah, because I'm sure he was just sitting in the corner sipping his macchiato and thinking to himself, not my quarterback. But and like even this year, like, okay, the quarterbacks you chose were Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. I wouldn't put my name on that. So no. I do think, like, listen, I think coming to CBS Sports rankings for their head coaches, he's not a top 15 head coach in the NFL. And the biggest disrespect to me is D'Amico Ryans was 15th. And D'Amico has been to the playoffs two straight years, has done nothing but win, and he walked into a situation that was just as bad as Kevin did in Cleveland, that Kevin's been coasting on since day one. The only reason why people still think Kevin, the national media ranks him as top 13, I'll tell you why. It's because he's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns and he's had success.
And he is. He's an upgrade from Hugh Jackson. He's an upgrade from Freddie Kitchens.
I mean, but... You're right.
I'm
not going to argue with you, but yes, like... The idea that that's how the national media thinks, it's like, okay, but we're 5 years in going to 6 years and we're going into another rebuild. But I, like, to me, it's just too high. And I'm not saying he has to, I don't think he's a bottom 10 head coach. I'd have him somewhere between 16 and maybe 21, 22, somewhere in there. That to me, like, all right, you've had two winning seasons. You've got one playoff win. You're coming off the abject failure of 20, like you won three games last year. If your stock doesn't take if that's not pinged after a 3-win season, then you have some sort of Midas touch with the media that, quite frankly, I don't understand.
Yeah, to me, I'm with you. He's middle of the pack. He's the middle of the pack head coach. You could obviously win with him, and there's things that he does do tremendously well, especially over some of the other head coaches that we've had in this town that really couldn't do anything. Like, Kevin is an upgrade from all of those guys, but I think as a sports town, as a collective, maybe we'll get into it with some of the LeBron stuff coming up, but like, I wish we could kind of stop being satisfied with just okay or just average. Like, shouldn't we want a little bit more out of our head coach that's going into year six than just one playoff win? And like, the one playoff run that they had was when he was in his basement. You know, it was the global pandemic when the team looked really good. There was no fans in the stands. The meetings were happening on Zoom. Guys weren't able to get in trouble because they weren't going out because everybody was forced to stay inside. Like, Kevin does get a lot of breaks nationally. And again, I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a bad coach. I'm not saying that he should be fired, but another 3-win season, I might change my tune.
So it's interesting that, like, it's 5 years and I still don't know he's a good coach. I know he's not great to this point. I don't think he's awful, but I think we're to the point where you have to ask yourself, can we do better than this? And you know, could we have more consistent success? So we did this with Joe Flacco, where we threw we ended up putting in the quarterback tiers. We came up with a Joe Flacco a tier be called if we were ranking quarterbacks. I don't remember what the hell it was. I want to do one for Kevin Stefanski, though. I think it's great offensive coordinators. I think him, Mike McDaniel, Dave Canales, and Shane Steichen all have a little stretch of land of great offensive coordinators, and I still don't know if any of them are better than just that.
Could we not, though, like, and maybe this is me kind of playing up Kevin here. Couldn't we put Kevin at the top of that list? Because, like, I think he's better than McDaniel. He's better than Steichen.
I think him and McDaniel are the same dude. Although maybe a little different personality.
I think he's
better than Canales and Steichen, but this year can bear fruit on that.
I wish we could see Kevin, and some of this is Kevin's own doing. A lot of this is Kevin's own doing. I wish we could see him with like a Tua-level quarterback. Just a guy that's there.
Why would
that's
you
consistent.
Wish that on anyone?
Because like the thing with Stefanski is he can hide behind the Deshaun thing. Not for much longer, though.
Oh, yeah, can't.
You can't hide behind that this season.
That's too rich for my blood. He can't. He was a head coach. There's no way he didn't sign off on that. And very likely pushed the idea on Jimmy Haslam the same way Andrew Berry did. 216-474-0092. CBS Sports ranks Kevin Stefanski as the 13th best head coach. Too high, too low, or just right. You're going to want to hear some of the names listed around Kevin Stefanski in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.